This medicine is subject to additional monitoring. This will allow quick identification of new safety information. You can help by reporting any side effects you may get. You can report side effects to your doctor or directly at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Cabometics. Active ingredient, S. Cabazantinib. This leaflet provides important information about using Cabometics. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Cabometics. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Cabometics? Cabometics contains the active ingredient cabazantinib, as cabazantinib, S-malate. Cabometics is a multi-kinase inhibitor. It works by blocking the action of proteins called receptor tyrosine kinases, RTKs, which are involved in the growth of cells and the development of new blood vessels that supply them. These proteins can be present in high amounts in cancer cells, and by blocking their action, Cabometics can slow down the rate at which the tumor grows and help to cut off the blood supply that the cancer needs. Cabometics is used to treat advanced stages of a type of kidney cancer called renal cell carcinoma, RCC. Liver cancer in adults who have been previously treated with a specific anti-cancer medicine, sorafenib. A type of thyroid cancer called differentiated thyroid cancer, DTC, in adults and children 12 years of age and older, that has spread, locally advanced, or metastatic, and has progressed after treatment with a medicine called VEGFR-targeted treatment, and when the DTC can no longer be treated with radioactive iodine, or patients are not able to receive radioactive iodine treatment. Cabometics may also be given in combination with another medicine, called nivolumab, to treat advanced kidney cancer, RCC. It is important that you also read the consumer medicine information of nivolumab. What should I know before I use Cabometics? Warnings. Do not use Cabometics if you are allergic to cabazantinib, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Check with your doctor if you have intolerance to some sugars. The tablets contain lactose. Have high blood pressure, have, or have had, an aneurysm, enlargement and weakening of a blood vessel wall, or a tear in a blood vessel wall, have diarrhea, have a recent history of significant bleeding, have had surgery within the last month, or if surgical procedures are planned, including dental surgery, have inflammatory bowel disease, for example, Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, or appendicitis. Have a recent history of blood clot in the leg, stroke, or heart attack. Have liver or kidney disease. Have a pre-existing heart condition, slow heart rate, or are taking medicine to prevent abnormal heart rhythm. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You should avoid becoming pregnant while being treated with Cabometics. Cabometics should not be taken during pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the risks with you. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not breastfeed while taking Cabometics, and for at least 4 months after treatment has finished, as cabazantinib or its metabolites may be excreted in breast milk and be harmful to your child. If you or your partner could become pregnant, you must use a safe and effective form of contraception, such as a condom or coil, to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Cabometics. You should also do this for at least 4 months after stopping treatment. Discuss with your doctor what may be appropriate contraception for you. Tell your doctor if you are taking oral contraceptives. If you take Cabometics whilst using oral contraceptives, the oral contraceptives may be ineffective. Tell your doctor if you or your partner plan to become pregnant in the future. Cabometics may affect your fertility. Children and teenagers. Cabometics is not recommended for children or adolescents for treatment of liver or kidney cancer. Cabometics can be used to treat children and adolescents 12 years of age or older with thyroid cancer. It is not known if Cabometics is safe and effective in children younger than 12 years of age. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Cabometics and affect how it works. You should tell your doctor about every medicine, but in particular, if you are taking medicines that treat fungal infections, such as itraconazole, ketoconazole, and posaconazole. Medicines used to treat bacterial infections, antibiotics such as erythromycin, clarithromycin, and rifampicin. Allergy medicines such as fexofenadine. Medicines to treat angina pectoris, chest pain owing to inadequate blood supply to the heart such as ranolazine. Medicines used to treat epilepsy or fits such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, and phenobarbital. Herbal preparations containing St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum, sometimes used for treating depression or depression-related conditions such as anxiety. Medicines used to thin the blood, such as warfarin and ibigatranitexhalate. Medicines to treat high blood pressure or other heart conditions, such as ambrisentan, digoxin, and tolvaptan. Medicines for diabetes, such as saxagliptin and sitagliptin. Medicines used to treat gout, such as colchicine. Medicines used to treat HIV or AIDS, such as efavirenz, ritonavir, maraviroc, and emtricitabine. Medicines used to prevent transplant rejection, cyclosporin and cyclosporin-based regimens in rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis. Medicines used for contraception such as oral contraceptives, as they may be ineffective whilst using Cabometics. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Cabometics. How do I use Cabometics? How much to take? The usual dose of Cabometics is 60 mg taken once a day. When Cabometics is given in combination with nivolumab for the treatment of advanced kidney cancer, the recommended dose of Cabometics is 40 mg once a day. Your doctor will decide on the right dose for you. Follow the instructions provided and use Cabometics until your doctor tells you to stop. How to take Cabometics? Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. Do not crush the tablets. Cabometics should not be taken with food. You should not eat anything for at least 2 hours before taking Cabometics, and for 1 hour after taking the medicine. Avoid consuming grapefruit juice or grapefruit-containing products for as long as you are using this medicine, as they may increase the levels of Cabometics in your blood. When to take Cabometics? Cabometics should be taken at about the same time each day. When Cabometics is given in combination with nivolumab, you will first be given nivolumab followed by Cabometics. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you forget to use Cabometics, Cabometics should be used regularly at the same time each day. If there are still 12 hours or more before your next dose is due, then take the missed dose as soon as you remember. If your next dose is due in less than 12 hours, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Cabometics, if you think that you have used too much Cabometics, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 13 11 26 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Cabometics? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you experience any of the symptoms under serious side effects in section 6. Remind any doctor or pharmacist you visit that you are using Cabometics. You should also tell your dentist that you are taking Cabometics. It is important for you to practice good mouth care during treatment with Cabometics. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking Cabometics. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking Cabometics, tell your doctor immediately. Do not stop treatment without first discussing it with your doctor. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Do not take Cabometyx to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine, or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Cabometyx affects you. Treatment with Cabometyx may make you feel tight or weak and can affect your ability to drive or operate machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep your medicine in the original container. If you take it out of its original container, it may not keep well. Store your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Signs of severe or uncontrollable bleeding inside your body. Vomiting blood. Black stools. Bloody urine. Headache. Coughing up blood. Signs of a gastrointestinal perforation, a hole that develops in your stomach or intestine. Pain in the abdomen, belly. Nausea, feeling sick. Vomiting. Constipation. Fever. Gastrointestinal/muscle-related. A painful tear or abnormal connection of the tissues in your body, fistula. Signs of liver problems. Feeling drowsy or confused. Loss of consciousness. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Signs of lung infection. Serious lung infection, pneumonia. Inflammation of the lungs, pneumonitis, characterized by coughing and difficulty breathing, blood clots in the lung. Signs of kidney problems. Kidney failure, including abrupt loss of kidney function. Signs of a condition called posterior reversible encephalopathy syndrome, PRES. Fits. Headaches. Confusion. Finding it difficult to concentrate. Signs of bone damage in the jaw, osteonecrosis. Pain in the mouth, teeth and or jaw. Swelling, or sores inside the mouth. Numbness, or a feeling of heaviness in the jaw. Loosening of a tooth. Heart, or circulatory system related. Changes in the rhythm, or rate of the heartbeat, fast heart rate, inflammation of the heart muscle, myocarditis. Nervous system related. A temporary inflammation of the nerves that causes pain, weakness, and paralysis in the extremities, Guillain-Barre syndrome. Inflammation of the brain, encephalitis. Other serious side effects. Swelling, pain in your hands and feet, or shortness of breath. Blood clots in the veins, arteries and lungs. Stroke. Fits. Heart attack. Wound complications, particularly a wound that does not heal. An enlargement and weakening of a blood vessel wall, or a tear in a blood vessel wall, aneurysms and artery dissections. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Infection related. Abscess, collection of pus, with swelling and inflammation. Infections of the upper respiratory tract. Metabolism related. Decreased appetite, weight loss, altered sense of taste. Dehydration, lack of fluids. Hormone related. Reduced thyroid activity. Symptoms can include tiredness, weight gain, constipation, feeling cold and dry skin. Increased thyroid activity. Symptoms can include rapid heart rate, sweating and weight loss. Adrenal glands not working properly. Symptoms can include weakness, tiredness, weight loss, low blood pressure. Inflammation of the pituitary gland situated at the base of the brain, hypophysitis, swelling of the thyroid gland, thyroiditis. Nervous system related. Fatigue, weakness, headache, dizziness, numbness, tingling, burning sensation, or pain in the limbs. muscle weakness and tiredness without atrophy, myasthenic syndrome, ear and hearing related, ringing in ears, tinnitus, eye and vision related, dry eyes, inflammation of the eye, which causes pain and redness and blurred vision, heart or circulatory system related, high blood pressure, hypertension. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Breathing or respiratory system related, shortness of breath, cough and nose bleeding, fluid around the lungs, gastrointestinal related, stomach upset, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, constipation, indigestion, abdominal pain, redness, swelling, or pain in the mouth or throat, difficulty in speaking, hoarseness, cough, dry mouth and pain in the mouth, inflammation of the stomach, gastritis, a burning or stinging sensation of the tongue, difficulty in swallowing, gastroesophageal reflux disease, bringing up stomach acid, inflammation of the pancreas, severe upper stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting, hemorrhoids, piles, inflammation of the colon, colitis, liver or gallbladder related, inflammation of the liver, hepatitis, decrease in bile flow from the liver, skin related, blisters, pain of the hands or soles of the feet, rash or redness of the skin, dry skin, severe itching of skin, acne, thickening of the outer layer of the skin, skin disease with thickened patches of red skin, often with silvery scales, psoriasis, alopecia, hair loss and thinning, hair color change, hives, itchy rash. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Muscle or bone related, pain in the arms, hands, legs, or feet, or joints, muscle spasms, muscle weakness and aching muscles, muscle tenderness of weakness, not caused by exercise, myopathy, inflammation of the joints, arthritis, and pain in joints, arthralgia, kidney or bladder related, protein in urine, seen in tests, inflammation of the kidney, general pain, chills, chest pain, blood test related, low levels of red blood cells, anemia, low levels of blood platelets, low level of white blood cells, low level of albumin in blood, changes in blood tests used to monitor general health and function of your organs, including the liver and kidney, low levels of electrolytes, like magnesium or potassium, increased or decreased blood glucose level, decrease in levels of calcium, sodium, and phosphate in the blood, increase in level of potassium in the blood, increase in the level of bilirubin in the blood, which may result in jaundice/yellow skin or eyes, increase in amylase levels in the blood, increase in lipase levels in the blood, increase in cholesterol or triglyceride levels in the blood, increase in some white blood cells called eosinophils. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Cabometics contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Cabozantinib, as cabozantinib, esmolate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Lactose. Hyprolose. Crascom low sodium. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Titanium dioxide. Triacetin. Iron oxide yellow. Potential allergens. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Cabometics looks like. Cabometics 20mg film-coated tablets are yellow, round with no score, and identified with XL on one side and 20 on the other side. *283800. Cabometics 40mg film-coated tablets are yellow, triangle shaped with no score, and identified with XL on one side and 40 on the other side. *283801. Cabometyx 60mg film-coated tablets are yellow, oval-shaped with no score, and identified with XL on one side and 60 on the other side. OSTAR 2, 8, 3, 7, 9, 9. Cabometyx tablets are available in a plastic bottle with 30 tablets. The bottle contains 3 silica gel desiccant canisters. Keep the canisters in the bottle, and do not swallow the desiccant canisters. Australian sponsor of Cabometyx. Ipsen Pty Ltd. Level 5, 627 Chapel Street, South Yarra, Victoria 3141. Cabometyx is a registered trademark of Exelixis, Inc. Licensed to Ipsen Pharma S.R.S. This leaflet was prepared in April 2023.